Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to 88.5 KRFY for Community Conversations. I'm Chris Bessler, today's host. Today we continue our weekly shows covering the contested races that will be on the ballot in the upcoming November 3rd election. Our talk today covers the Bonner County Sheriff's race with Democratic candidate Cindy Marks. She'll be on the ballot opposing incumbent Republican Sheriff Darrell Wheeler. Although we posed multiple dates in hopes Mr. Wheeler would participate, he declined to do so. So today our talk is only with Ms. Marks. This is the second in our four-week series covering the contested local races that will be on the ballot. Last Thursday, we aired our show covering the District 1 Idaho legislature seats for Senate and House Seat A. Next Thursday, October 8th, we interview candidates for Bonner County Commissioner District 1. And our final interview on October 15th is with the three candidates for State Representative Seat B. Here are a few notes on this year's election, which may be a little more confusing for some due to the coronavirus precautions that have been taken in Idaho as well as across the country. But in Idaho, our general election will actually be pretty much just like a regular election year. Election day is Tuesday, November 3rd, and there will be in-person voting at your regular precinct polling place. This year, due to the coronavirus, there will be more folks who choose to vote by mail with an absentee ballot. And if you wish to vote that way, you may request your absentee ballot right now up until October 23rd. Just make sure it is returned by November 3rd. You can get your absentee ballot by going to Idaho's official elections website at idahovotes.gov. At idahovotes.gov, you may also register to vote or check to ensure that you are registered, as well as see polling places and use other tools. Another good resource locally is the Sandpoint Online Election Central, where there is much more information for voters, information on candidates with links to their websites, as well as links to those tools at idahovotes.gov. You can find the Election Central at www.sandpointonline.com. And with that, here's today's talk with the Democratic candidate for Bonner County Sheriff, Cindy Marks. Again, the incumbent Republican candidate, Darrell Wheeler, declined our multiple requests to take part. We're speaking now with Cindy Marks. She is the Democratic candidate for Bonner County Sheriff. Cindy, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Cindy, I like to start these talks with an opportunity for you to tell about your background, your experience and qualifications that you feel is relevant to the position you're going for, and as well, tell us why you're running for sheriff.
So one of the things that prompted me to run was seeing that there was no opposition to this position. There was no Democratic or independent candidate running for this position. And to me as a voter, I am always a little upset when I see that there isn't a choice, because that's not democracy and voting to me. So I contacted the elections office and found out what the requirements were to run. And Idaho code says that all is required is that you have been a resident of the county for at least a year and you be at least 21 years old. They also state in there that if you don't have any law enforcement training, that there is training that is offered to you through the state. So that would be something that I would be participating in. Having said all of that, it's also primarily an administrative position, and that's where my qualifications and background come in. I've got a long, I worked with at Coldwater Creek for a long time in their human resources department. And since going on from there, I've worked with several businesses in Sandpoint. And my position has always been management and human resources and making sure that all of those things were working smoothly. And I've had several bosses that have not been on a vacation in a very long time before I came in to work for the business, and then they felt comfortable enough to leave the business in my hands and leave the country. So that was always nice to know that they had that much confidence in me. I'm now running a local nonprofit, and that has given me a lot of budget experience, and the sheriff and the departments he oversees has one of the biggest budgets in the county, and I think we can use the resources of the people better than they're currently being used. My background, I don't have direct law enforcement background, but my background that is pertinent is that I worked for a lot of years with emergency medical services in the county. I was certified as an EMT back when I worked at Coldwater and worked with a lot of the county departments at that time on those, on getting EMS to a point where we went from one local ambulance company with one ambulance and a bunch of volunteers to the system we have now, which could still use some tweaking, but it's amazing what Selkirk Fire has been able to do and bringing people together at the table that 10, 15 years ago I sat with and they couldn't have a civil conversation, and now they're working very well together. I'm a commissioner for Westside Fire. I was on the local emergency planning committee back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when I was an EMT and working with Coldwater. And they at one point asked me to chair that committee because all the people that were heads of EMS and fire and whatever couldn't agree on anything. And I had a seat at the table as a representative of one of the biggest businesses in town, but I didn't have the kind of stake in the game that they all felt they did. And I wasn't, had no territorial feelings about it. I wanted them all together, all to come together and work together. And that's really will be my focus going forward. I'm running as a Democrat, but I'm not a diehard Democrat. I believe in voting for whoever I think will do the job the best. And I have changed affiliations over the years to fulfill that, just with the way our primary works in Idaho. I could be a Democrat one time and independent or unaffiliated or Republican the next time if there was someone I really believed in. I've also got background, some personal history. I grew up in a household where all the adult males hunted. I understand the gun culture of the area as far as the hunters and protecting property and all of that goes. And as sheriff, I couldn't take away your guns unless you did something stupid with them. So that's where I stand on that, unless there's more questions about that coming down the road. That's most of my background that I have to share at the moment.
Okay, thank you for that. So Cindy, how do you judge the current operations of the Sheriff's Department? What do you think the Sheriff's Department may be doing well right now? And what are things that you would like to improve if you got in the sheriff?
I think there are a lot of good people that work for the various departments overseen by the Sheriff's Office. I think that they could be given better tools and better training. And it disheartens me that the current sheriff thinks it proper to tell whoever will listen to him that his staff isn't properly equipped or trained. So definitely want to get them training so that we don't end up with any of the issues that are currently tearing apart other areas of the country. And one of the, okay, a pet peeve would be what's going on with licensing, because there shouldn't still be lines there. And I think we can fix that with some better equipment and personnel.
Speaking of motor vehicle licensing?
Yes. Driver's license.
Okay.
I really want to support the good people who are there and who have worked really hard to get to the points that they are in their careers. And it would, my role would be all about supporting them. I'm not going to try to come in and tell them how to do their jobs, because they've got, I know from a lot of time in search and rescue, which is one of the things I didn't mention in my background, I've worked a lot with search and rescue, and that was all supervised by the local sheriff's office and liaisons there, and all of our training and all of our meetings and all of the searches we went on, there were sheriff's deputies on the ground with us. And I know just how much training I had to go through to be able to work with them. So I might very much value their time and training and their careers, and I don't want to change anything that would affect them.
Well, on that training question, there was a instance, didn't involve the sheriff's department, involved city police about 3 years ago, in which a young woman was highly distraught. She was outside the hospital. The police were called. They responded. Two officers responded. She charged at them with a small knife in her hand, and they shot and killed her. And of course, we're seeing cases around the country in which specifically, you know, Black people are being shot or killed by police officers. And it creates a question about are there ways that our officers could de-escalate situations or respond differently than the use of this sort of force on with some suspects? Now, the flip side of that, of course, is that officers respond to these cases and their own lives can be in danger. And in fact, we had a couple of sheriff's deputies that were shot just a couple of years ago and when they responded to a case. So it's a pretty tough question, but in light of what we're seeing, do you see any kind of training that you would employ to help in these sorts of situations?
Ultimately, I think what I'd really like to do is involve the local mental health community, all of our providers locally, and get them working with the officers and have them available as resources when it was reasonable to do. Having said that, we're a big county. We're a lot of square miles, and having a counselor who happened to be nearby who was trained to work with the officers and that they could collaborate with, That's a big ask. But if we could get a little bit more, we're expecting a lot of these people when they go out in the field. A lot of my training, EMT training, happened just after 9/11. And at that point, pretty much anybody with any kind of emergency response logo on their body anywhere was a secondary target anytime they went out to anything. And so with that, knowing that, and knowing that they have to have this mentality that every time they walk into something, they have to be prepared for the worst, and they don't know whether what they're going to is what is the call that they're getting, even the information they're getting. They don't know whether they're walking into something that they're just being set up to be harmed. So they have to go in with adrenaline pumping, ready to deal with whatever they walk into. And yeah, the people who are trying to commit suicide by cop, I don't know how much there is that they can do to make an outcome any different. But in the cases that you mentioned, yeah, it would have been great if there had been another solution for that, and if those things to not happen. And yeah, there is training that we can work with. There is mental health care professionals that we can bring in to help work with all of that. And those would be the resources that we would reach out to and try to connect with, because we don't want those things happening here. And we want to do everything we can to make sure they don't.
I'll mention your opponent, Daryl Wheeler, the incumbent, he declined our multiple requests to participate in the interview, which I really feel is too bad. But what would you say your main differences are with Sheriff Wheeler? That you'd like voters to consider?
The fact that I'm not a career politician. I don't have any personal agenda other than wanting to restore faith and trust and sanity in this office. I think some of the things that have happened with letters to the governor and participation in lawsuits against cities and the county are not roles the sheriff should be playing. I think the sheriff works for the people of Bonner County, and I'd like to get the office back to doing that. And the goals would be to make the citizens feel like there's an open door and they can come and talk to me and tell me their concerns, and make sure all the department personnel feel the same way. It's an open door. They can tell me their concerns, and we can do our best to work together to make it the best department it can be.
Okay. Well, one thing that Sheriff Wheeler has undertaken, and that was he joined the lawsuit or helped bring the lawsuit against the city over the carrying of weapons at Memorial Field during the festival at Sandpoint. That's been a protracted lawsuit. The judge actually just found in favor of the city to dismiss it, but it's pretty likely it could come up again since the festival is going to have another season coming up next year. What is your take on the sheriff's lawsuit in that particular instance?
Again, I don't think the office has any business filing lawsuits against cities within the county. Someone said to me the other day that their understanding of disputes was always first there was conversation, and second there was arbitration, and last, and if at last resort, then there was lawsuit. And it seems like we just circumvented and went straight to the third option. And I, am not at all happy as a taxpayer that they're spending our dollars doing things like this when we've got so many other needs in the county. So I'm definitely not in favor of it. And I think there are other answers there, and hopefully the festival just finds a new venue and doesn't have to be on city property anymore. That would be the easiest resolution to it all, but we'll see where it all goes.
Well, let's follow up on that. So do you think the festival should be looking to move off of the Memorial Field? Just in order to settle the question of whether or not individuals should carry arms to a festival concert.
Well, unfortunately, that would be one main reason to do it. Just because that is as you said, probably going to be an ongoing issue if they continue to work with city property and people continue to have issues with that. That would be one resolution to it.
Okay. One program that the Bonner County Sheriff's Office has is called the Neighborhood Watch Program. Are you familiar with that?
I am a bit familiar with that, and I think it's a good thing. It's nice when neighbors know the officers that are and the deputies that are supporting them and the office, that would be definitely something that we would want to continue.
Well, taking it a step further, and the idea that citizens are, you know, watching out for each other, we've had cases here, especially during the Black Lives Matter protests that when they first flared up, and there were some rumors that some Antifa people might be coming to Sandpoint. We saw quite a number of people, 20 or 30, maybe more, that showed up in downtown Sandpoint carrying a lot of weaponry. And I didn't see a response specifically from the sheriff on this whole situation, but what would your response be to these armed individuals who in Idaho, you do have a right to carry an open carry weapons, and even more recently, you can carry concealed weaponry without a permit in Idaho in public places. But the congregation of these armed individuals on our city streets, that's been called into question whether or not they're showing up as a organized militia. And there are some state statutes that would restrain that. What's your whole take on this, Cindy?
Well, I'm concerned for their safety, actually, because if something does happen, if shots are fired, how is anyone supposed to know who's the good guy and who's the bad guy? The Second Amendment allows for a well-regulated militia. I'm not seeing anything well-regulated about this. Ideally, I would request that if they are going to come out like that in a large group, that they train with the sheriff's department in some way, shape, or form. That they have. When I was in search and rescue, we went back and forth over the years on whether it was okay to carry a firearm on searches or not. And it was more about the fact that we were bushwhacking in the woods and we might encounter a bear than it was about looking for bad guys. But we finally came down to putting a rule in our bylaws that said that if you wanted to carry on a search, you trained with the sheriff's department and you qualified with your weapon that you were going to carry on the search. And to me, that just makes sense that they have some kind of formal interaction with any of the local law enforcement agencies, and that they have some means of identification on them, whether it's a hat, a patch, whatever. But if the department's got to go in and help take care of what's going on when things go south, they need to know who's there that's helpful, who they know, who has their back, and who is actually causing the problem in the first place.
So would you actually encourage some sort of training for these individuals and try to organize them?
I think if they want to be out in force of any kind, then I think that would be helpful to do some kind of training with law enforcement and or at least be known to the law enforcement agencies in the area.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Sheriff's Department budget. Would you see would you see spending the budget in different ways?
Yes, I'm still, I've got a public records request in for a line item description of the budget, so I know exactly how everything is being spent. But I think that there can be some redistribution of funds. I know that the human resources for Bonner County is trying hard to make sure that all salaries are equitable and competitive with other agencies around the area, so that we're not losing people simply because we're not paying them enough, which has happened over the years. And so that I would work with the Human Resources Department for the county to make sure that we're in line with where we should be for all the personnel. And then again, equipment and training is going to be a big focus.
Okay. How about the sheriff's relationship with the county commissioners? Do you see any changes you'd like to look forward in that respect?
I don't know exactly what the relationship is there, but I would maintain whatever relationship is necessary. Again, I tend to be a uniter. I want to make sure that everyone works well together, because we're not on an island. None of us operate alone, and we need to work together, and we need to collaborate, not just within the county, but with the other agents to north, south, east, and west, state and federal agencies. We're not alone here.
Are there specific actions you'd like to pursue as a sheriff that we haven't touched on here?
I don't have any specifics. I think we covered most of what I'm thinking I would like to see in the position, but really it's just making sure that the citizens of the county understand how hard the jobs of the department personnel are and how much we expect of them. And make sure that the personnel all understand that they work for the citizens of the county, and make sure that everybody's as happy as can be with the results they're getting from each other.
How about the rural areas of the county? We have a pretty far-flung county, and the sheriff is responsible for most of it, except for Sandpoint City proper, and probably Ponderé, and I'm not sure Priest River is contracting with the sheriff's department for law enforcement, but there are some municipalities that have their own city forces, but the sheriff has to cover a wide part of the county. Or do you have any intel on if folks feel they're being well served by the law enforcement that they're getting out in the more rural part?
I have heard from some folks as I've gone around campaigning that they don't feel that if they called 911, the sheriff would get there in a timely manner. If especially anyone that's had any kind of difference with the office over the years. And I was a little disturbed to talk to somebody at the county fair who said that she had a domestic violence issue and didn't feel, and I know state laws have changed on that, but she didn't feel like they would come and support her if something, she called in either. And that's just wrong. I know it's a big area and it takes us a while to get to people. I live on a dirt road not that far out of the way, but I'm president of the homeowners association where I live, and I send out a letter to all new people coming in, because if they're moving in from the city, it's just like I remind them, depending on the weather and road conditions and whatever, everybody is going to make a best effort to get there, but it might take a while. But I'm really disturbed to hear that there are people in the county that don't think that that sheriff department personnel are going to show up if they call, or they're not going to make any effort to get there in a timely manner.
Well, City Marks, Democratic candidate for sheriff, anything you'd like to tell voters?
Get out and vote. I know there are a lot of people who have begun to feel like their vote doesn't matter. And I think in this election, more than any at the county level, more than at the state and federal level, your vote has never been more important. So get registered, get out and vote, get an absentee ballot, do an early in-person vote, whatever it takes, get out and make your voice heard this time around.
And will you be out campaigning? How can people get in touch with you?
I have a Facebook page and a website. Both are Cindy Marks for Bonner County Sheriff.com. And the phone number and email are listed on there, and I'm happy to talk to people and in-depth answer more questions.
Okay, well, Cindy Marks, again, Democratic candidate for Bonner County Sheriff. Folks will see you on the ballot on November 3rd. Actually, if they're voting earlier, they'll see you as soon as they get their absentee ballot. So, Cindy, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having us, having me, and for doing these forums.
That's a wrap for our Community Conversations show today with the Democratic candidate for Bonner County Sheriff, Cindy Marks. As we mentioned previously, incumbent Sheriff Darrell Wheeler declined our request to take part. In the next two Thursdays, we'll be interviewing the three candidates for Idaho House Seat B, as well as the candidates for Bonner County Commissioner in District 1. And please remember, all the Community Conversation shows are available as recorded podcasts on our website at www.krfy.org, and click to the podcast page. I'm Chris Bessler. By all means, tune in each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. for more Community Conversations here on 88.5 KRFY. Thank you for listening today.